Give it up for the band leading us in worship today. Woo! If you came in with a frown on your face, you ain't leaving with a frown on your face. God changes lives. He deserves our worship. It's good to be here with you all today. I want to ask a question real quick. How many of you have ever had to change churches? Raise your hand. You ever had to change? That's a lot of. Can I ask you, is that a hard decision to make? One of the most critical decisions you can make, probably after you decide who you're going to marry, is how many kids you're going to have, all that kind of stuff. But it's how am I going to raise my family in the nurture, admonition of the Lord? How am I going to surround my family with people who are on fire for Jesus so that they can learn to walk in his ways? Some of you have already made that decision. Some of you have found Genesis Metro and that's your place. And it's been for years. Some of you are right now deciding, where is it that God would have me to be? My family and I have been here at Genesis Metro for 3 months, not even 3 months. And can I just tell you, this is the best place I've ever been. What God has shown us here at Genesis Metro is that he is in the life transformation business. And this morning, I want to share with you a little verse of scripture that I think tells us the kind of church that we need, the kind of church that God wants us to be. We're going to be in Matthew chapter 28, and we're going to be in verses 16 through 20. In our text this morning, Jesus had lived his life. He had suffered and bled and died and was buried, and he stayed buried not for one day, not for 2 days, but for what? 3 days, thank you. That's what I'm talking about. Let the baby show the adults how it's done. Come on. It was undeniable. That's what Pastor Tim said last week. It was undeniable the life transformation that God was doing, not just for that time, but for all time. He rose from the grave. He conquered death and hell and the grave, and he showed back up to his church, right? And the Bible tells us that some of them didn't know quite exactly what was going on. They still had a lot of questions. They had a lot of concerns. They had a lot of doubts. But he had told his church, hey, at a certain time on a certain mountain, I want you to meet me there, right? And the word of God says in verse 16 that the church met him there. The church showed up to where Jesus wanted them to be. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When I think about the way that a church ought to be, and when I think about what I see here at Genesis Metro, here's what I want to remind you about. We are a church that shows up. We are a church that shows up. I think about the story of Genesis Metro. I think about Pastor Tim and Carrie showing up in Frisco 23 years ago and building their story, stacking stone upon stone. They showed up 23 years ago, and over the last 23 years, thousands and thousands and thousands have shown up with them, and they showed up so that we could be standing right here today, worshiping our Lord Jesus Christ together and celebrating life transformation. They showed up. We're a church that shows up. And so here's what I want to ask you this morning. Have you decided to show up? Have you decided to be present, to do what it is that Christ has asked you to do? And maybe you're on the fence today. Maybe you're sitting out and you're thinking, I just don't know if this is the place for me. I want to encourage you and remind you that missing leads to missing out. That if we treat our involvement in the church as something that we could take or leave, I can guarantee you you're missing out on something God wants to do in your life. And I want to encourage you this morning, show up for the next 23 years. Show up and be present, not just for yourself, but for your family, for the people that are out there that still need to be reached with the gospel. And let me just go ahead and say this because it's obvious. Y'all done been showing up, all right? I mean, look around the room. You've been showing up. You've been showing up. And so I got a little bit of news, I guess. Starting next Sunday, we're going to 3 services. Can I do my Pastor Tim impersonation? Hold on. Before we start celebrating, he said it a couple weeks ago, a third service means a third more volunteers, right? So, yeah, let's go. So if you've been coming, you've been consuming, you've been participating, and you've been holding off on committing to volunteering or to serving in some capacity, I got a little exercise for you. Everybody get your phone out. Come on, get it out. Turn your camera on. Let's go. Point it at the screen. This is a practical application. Point it at the screen. This will take you to our webpage where you get to find out all the beautiful ways to serve the Lord and his kingdom here at Genesis Metro. And I want to encourage you, take the next step, jump in and serve and show up. Show up for yourself, show up for the next. We are a church that shows up, but also, in case you didn't know, we're a church that worships. The next verse tells us that when the disciples came to Jesus, the Bible says, I want you to catch this, they saw him and they worshiped him, but what does that last thing say? But some doubted. We're a church that worships through the doubt. We are a church that sometimes we don't have all the answers. Sometimes we don't know why things are happening and we have questions. Anybody got questions? Raise your hand. You got doubts from time to time? Yes. The disciples had doubts. They were standing in the presence of the resurrected Savior and they had doubts. Are y'all tracking with me? Like Jesus was there. He was like, look at me, touch my hands, feel my side. They were in his very presence and they still had their doubts. They still had their questions, but they still worshiped him. This morning, I want to encourage you. You're gonna have doubts. You're gonna have questions, but we don't worship based upon our understanding. We don't worship based upon our feelings or emotions or how we're doing in the moment. We worship because Jesus is the target of our affection. It's because of who we worship that we worship, right? And so we're gonna be a church that worships through the doubt. Don't let doubt drive you away from Jesus. The Bible says that the disciples worshiped him. And I love the text because it doesn't say that Jesus refused their worship. Did anybody catch that? He didn't say, oh, y'all don't need to worship me. No, he received it. You know why? Because he's Jesus the Christ. He's Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And he didn't tell them, hey, y'all, if you got questions, go get your questions answered first and then come back and worship me. No, he said, I'll receive your worship even through the doubts. We're a church that worships. And then he spoke to his disciples. And the first thing that he said was, all authority in heaven and earth belongs to me. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. We are a church, number three, that submits to the authority of Christ. We submit to the authority of Christ. If we could put that verse on the screen, I want to ask a few questions. Let's put our English grammar caps on real quick, okay? How much authority does Jesus have? The kid is showing out. The kid has the answers to the questions. You keep going. He has all. Everybody say all.
All.
Not some, not most. He has all authority. And where is his authority over? Heaven and earth. He has total dominion, not partial jurisdiction. It's not like he's up in heaven and like, okay, I got this up here, but man, it's chaos down there. I can't touch that. No, he said, I've got authority in heaven and on earth. Now, here's what we do when we follow Jesus. We think we can pull up a chair to Jesus and start negotiating his authority, right? We say, well, Jesus, I know you died on the cross for my sins and I trust you to save me so that when I die, I'm gonna go to be in heaven with you forever. And what a precious promise that is, right? We are safe and secure. Our eternity is in the hands of God. And Jesus said, no man can take them out of my Father's hands. Praise the Lord. He has our eternity in his hands, right? But here's what we do. We say, okay, Lord, I'll give you my eternity, but I don't know if I can give you my every day. What did Jesus say? He said, I'm I've got all authority over heaven and the earth. You don't negotiate authority with Jesus. Either he's authority over everything or he's authority over nothing. There's no partial authority. There's no negotiating with him. We submit to him, and as a church, we yield to the authority of Christ. He's the head of this church. Everybody tracking with me? Jesus is the head of this church, not a pastor, not an elder, not you. Jesus is the head. We are the body. He tells us where to go, what to do, and we say, yes, sir, you are our savior. You are our king. We have one king, and his name is Jesus. Pastor Tim mentioned that last week. We are a church that submits to the authority of Jesus, and we are a church, number four, that makes disciples. Jesus said, I have all authority over heaven and earth. Now, here's what I want to tell you to do. And this mission, if you will, everybody say mission. This mission is non-negotiable, right? It's not like the same way we don't negotiate our authority with him. We also don't negotiate what he tells us to do. And so this is what Jesus told his church to do. He said, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, which we finna do right here in just a few minutes. Woo! And it's gonna get good. Y'all are in the splash zone, just FYI. And then teach them to obey or to observe everything that I have commanded you. Let's take a look. Can we look at the verse real quick? All right. How many nations are we supposed to make disciples of? Oh, say it louder. Okay. That word nations in the Greek language is the word we get our English word ethnicity from. Ethnos. Are y'all tracking with me? All right. What does that mean? It means there's not a person on this planet that you might see who does not deserve the love of Christ. Everybody following? It means we make disciples of our friends and our enemies. It means we take the gospel to all people, red, yellow, black, white. We take the gospel and make disciples of the little ones and the old ones. You know what? We finna baptize some old people and we finna baptize some little people, right? All nations need life transformation by the power of the gospel. That's our mission. And our mission is not negotiable. We are a church that makes disciples. That's what we do. And we'll do everything that we can possibly do. Pastor Tim said it like this. We'll do everything short of breaking the law to make disciples of Jesus. That's what we're here to do. We are a church that makes disciples. And lastly, we are a church that abides in the presence of Christ. I love how Jesus ended this message. He said, surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. How long is Jesus with us? How long is Jesus with us?
Always.
Thank you. Always. That means there's never been a minute. There's never been a moment, right? We just sang it. There's no place we can go outside of the presence of Jesus Christ if you're a child of God. He's with you. And this church believes in the abiding presence of Christ with us. That means you might feel all alone, but you ain't, right? Your friends may desert you, but Jesus is with you. Your family relationships are not gonna be everything that you hoped and dreamed they would be. People will walk away, but Jesus never walks away. In this church, we are a church who abides in the presence of Christ. The abiding presence and power of Jesus transforms us from doubt to determination. It transforms us from resentful or reserved to relentless. That's the power that the abiding presence of Christ has in our lives. This is the kind of church I want to be a part of. How about you? This is the kind of church that I want to be a part of, but this is the kind of church that I'm motivated to be. He's calling all of us to be his hands and feet, to be the people that represent him here with authority, with power. I have found my place at Genesis Metro. My wife and my daughter, we found our place. We found our people. We found our place. We found our church. I hope you see what I see. I hope you can see the beauty of this church. What we have here is precious and it's powerful. Life transformation happens through this body. If you've been holding out, waiting, listen, time is short. It's time to jump on board with what Christ wants from us. I heard a story this week of a lady who lived across the country, and she used to watch the Genesis Metro live stream. And she was so convinced that this is where God wanted her, she moved to Frisco, Texas, just to be a part of what God was doing at Genesis Metro. And there's a lot of stories like that. Wouldn't it be something if we decided where to live, what to do, based upon where God could use us to the fullest for his kingdom? Wouldn't it be awesome if we made decisions not based upon the bottom line, not based upon human circumstances or relationships? What if we made decisions based upon, first, Christ, my King, how can you use me the best? I'm ready. That's the kind of church that we are. I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to celebrate these baptisms, about 100 baptisms today. Isn't that awesome? Life transformation. There's never been a better time to be part of what God is doing here at Genesis Metro. I'm going to lead a word of prayer. While I'm praying, if you are going to get baptized today, this is your chance. Don't be afraid to move while I'm praying. Get up and go get to your place so that we can move through baptism smoothly. While I pray, please move. Let's pray. So, Father, we bow down in our hearts to your authority. You are King of Kings and you are Lord of Lords. You saved us. You served us. You've redeemed us. And God, you're going to glorify us. You are working in our hearts, making us holier and holier as each day passes, not for our own benefit, but for your glory and your glory among the nations. Let us speak the gospel. Let us live the gospel. Let us love people until they can learn to love Jesus for themselves. You are King of our eternity, but you are King of our everyday. Thank you for Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.